I like that. Just hit it off. What is it that kind of makes that relationship go?
I mean, it's all about competing, you know what I'm saying? You know, Big Baby, I call him Walt Big Baby. Big Baby come out there every day, and, you know, he put on that smile, but he's all business when he go out there. So, you know what I'm saying? Every now and again, like, you know, you like talking trash and tripping, you know, so you can get through practice, so you can make practice easy for you. Because, I mean, it's going to be hard anyway, but it's all about competing. That's what it's all about. That's why we talk a lot.
Because you guys end up, you know, during the one-on-one drills, when you guys aren't in the mix, you'll end up kind of kneeling by each other and sharing a laugh or something. What do yeah. those conversations go like?
You know, share a little laugh, or talk about something that went along in practice that day. The double team, why you coming down? Why you trying to cut me off in team? You know, pretty much. We do that, and you know, that's pretty much what we do. We just talk about football.
Who cracks you up on this team? You guys, who do you guys laugh at or laugh about on this team?
Well, I'm gonna say who's real funny on this team.
Especially you and Walt are laughing at. I heard about when you guys crashed that car at the Super Bowl. You guys were laughing at Matt.
Yeah, how Matt was acting. But I mean, Baby, mainly, you know, Baby keep it going though. You know, Baby gonna keep something. Baby gonna keep you laughing. That's pretty much why I like, you know, tripping with him, sitting down with him. He gonna keep you laughing now. Something going on right here. He gonna keep it going. He most definitely gonna blow everything up bigger than what it was.
Because, you know, he seems quiet to us, you know, who don't really know him as well as you guys. But so what's an example of that? I mean, how does he keep it going? What do you mean by that?
Baby go out there sometimes, you know, we trip out, you know, when you get off that field. Because, I mean, a lot of times, the Baby on the field, he's serious. Baby don't like, you know, he don't like talking to people. So, but, I mean, you know, mainly, I mean, so, I mean, Baby relax sometimes too. Don't get me wrong, he gonna relax. But when he's on that field, it's all business. But you know, when he get a little time off, but you know, say what he gonna say, he gonna smile, and you know, make practice fun. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what it's all about. You make practice fun, you gonna work harder, and you gonna get better.
The respect is obviously there too. I mean, you guys came into the league a lot differently. You know, you having to make it as a free agent, him being a first round pick. But can you talk a little bit about just the respect two veteran players have for each other? It just seems like it's something kind of special.
Oh yeah, I mean, like when I look around the league and I look around our team, you know, even though some players come up the hard route and some come up the easy route, it's still all hard work. I mean, it's just no play. But I mean, when you got a player that go out here working hard and going 100 miles an hour every day, you gotta have respect for him. I mean, Walter first round draft pick, but he goes 100 miles an hour every day. Yeah. That's an example. You know, you got Chop. He go out there work. He work 100 miles an hour every day. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's all about somebody going out there. When somebody go out there and they bring their lunch pail to work every day, that's when you got to bring your A game.
And he does.
I mean, that's exactly what he do. He bring his lunch pail every day. And lunch pail, they bring his A game every day, and you want to get better.
He wastes no energy going back to the huddle, though, now. You notice that? It always looks like he's got nothing left, and then he comes back the next time and kills somebody again.
That's what he do. That's what he do, and that's what, you know, that's what we pay him to do. He's a solid player, and he's a solid leader. He lead by example.
Yeah.
I mean, you see a player like that lead by example. He don't do all that talking, but he will help a younger player out on the offense side of the ball. And, I mean, he going to let the younger player, a little rook on the defense side of the ball, bet on the book, let him know who he is, too, now.
You know, Walt says that one of the things he appreciates about you is you will be honest as a defensive lineman to him with, you know, hey, look, here's what the D-line guys are going to be thinking. Does he share some things with you?
Always. I mean, I take as much as I can take to the game. And I mean, you go from a player that, you know, that play the game, play beside a good guard, and he's a great tackler. Oh man, I mean, you know, a lot of things help me on my on little small things like stunts. It's all about detail, and I mean that's what mainly big baby what he gonna tell you. Big baby gonna tell you it's all about detail, man. I mean, the offensive line gonna tell you. I mean, 9 times out of 10 they gonna show you where they're going with the formation and everything, and then it stands. You know, I mean, either you're going to win or not. It's man on man.
Yeah.
And, you know, you know, a lot of tips that, you know, he give me, it helps the whole D-line out a whole lot.
Why do you call him Baby again?
Call him Big Baby. Look how big he is. Big, huge. He's a big baby. Love to smile and love to laugh all the time. Big, huge man. Yeah.
Does everybody else call him that or you?
Nah, I'm the only person calling him Big Baby.
You got to be qualified to call him that.
Yeah.
You have credentials to call him
that. Yeah, that's my man.
Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it.